Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
在我们开始读主的话之前，我们先向他有个祷告。
Before we read His word, let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在是要感谢你的恩典，主啊。
Truly, dear Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你知道今天还赐给我们你自己的话语。
Thank you for the word you've given to us.
主啊，当我们聚集到你的脚前要来读你的话语的时候。
As we gather before you to read your words.
求你的宝血再次的将我们洁净，赦免我们一切所有的亏欠。
May you cleanse us with your blood and forgive us all our iniquities.
主啊，求你的圣灵越过我们人所有的软弱。
May your Holy Spirit overcome all our weakness.
将你自己的福音，将你自己的救恩显明在众人身心里。
Reveal to everyone's heart of your salvation and your gospel.
主啊，愿你的名在这里被高举。
May your name be exalted among us.
奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In the Lord's victorious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们开始之前，出于礼貌，我想请问一下，我们这里有没有还没有相信耶稣的朋友，或者说呢，你还没有清楚知道你有没有信耶稣的朋友，请你轻轻举个手。
May we ask a question? Anyone of us, you are not quite sure whether you have received Lord's salvation or you have not sure you have been saved. Would you please raise your hand? Anyone among us, gospel friend, you haven't heard the gospel. Would you please raise your hand?
我们所有的人都相信耶稣了吗？
Are all of us have believed in Jesus?
好不好？如果你真的确认你相信耶稣的，可不可以请你举个手？
Or in other way, if you truly believe you have received God's grace, please raise your hands. Raise your hand.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
原谅我不是看得很清楚，眼睛不太好。
Forgive me, I cannot see very clearly.
那我们请大家来读一段圣经，就是路加福音的16章，我们从19节念到28节。
Let's read a passage of God's words.
我们请弟兄先开始读一节，然后是姊妹开始读一节。
Luke 16,
我们就是快快的读一遍。
Let's read quickly. Luke chapter 16, from verse 19 to 28. Let's start with brothers.
Okay. 19节有一个财主穿着紫色袍，细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。
一个逃犯的名叫撒哈路，本身是后来呢，逃犯的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，孩子也死了，并且埋
葬。他在阴间受痛苦，与父远远的老爹亚伯拉罕，又望见他五家
人。所以 ，call to him, Father Abraham, have pity on us, send Lazarus to dip the tips of his finger in water.And see my son, because I'm in agony in this fire. And Lazarus is seen under you. A vacation has been set in place.Because I have five brothers, let me warn them. So that they
好，谢谢大家。
Great, thank you.
那么呢，这里有一个故事，其实这个故事呢，我们的弟兄以前在传福音的时候也跟大家分享过。
This is a story, and many brothers sisters share this. Brothers share this story when we in preaching gospel.
那么这里说到，这里有个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布的衣服。
Here tells a rich man. He always tell about the rich man's story. Here there was a rich man who dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day.
那么我们知道这个紫色袍和细麻布衣服呢，就是说代表着这一个人呢，他是有一个尊贵的身份，然后呢，他也有一个很好的生活跟地位的人。
People dressed in purple and fine linen tell us about this person's social status means he has very high social status and good wealth.
这个我们就不需要细说了。
So we don't have to go to details.
接下来他说到呢，这个人天天奢华宴乐。
And following, I say that this, he lives in luxury every day.
那么其实圣经在这里呢，没有对这个人有更多的评论。
Actually, the Bible doesn't give any more comments about his life.
但是，如果我们活在世上，我们会知道一件事。
If, as our common sense, we know one thing.
其实我们很多的人呢，我们在世上，不管就说你承不承认，我们在相信主耶稣之前，我们曾经有个追求的目标。
As each of us before we know the salvation of our Lord, we have a goal and pursuing.
简单的说呢，不管你有没有明确的知道，你心里还是想望着我要赚很多的钱。
Actually, in our heart, we all have a goal that is to earn a lot of money, wealth and money.
那么不管你是不是从主观的想你要成为一个财主，但事实上我们不知不觉的，我们会效法这个财主所做的东西。
Whether you plan purposefully or you do not plan, but subconsciously we all live like this rich man pursuing great wealth in this world.
那么在世人看来，这是一个很正常的事情。
This is quite normal to everyone in this world.
当你赚到足够多的钱的时候，不会有人说你是一个坏人。
People won't say that you're very bad man, very bad character if you earn a lot of money.
比如说你有一天你幸运你成为了首富。
For example, one day you very lucky and become the first rich man in your area.
你像这个财主一样。
Like this rich man.
你达到人生的目标。
And you reach your personal goal.
你甚至比别人更好，你可以天天的宴乐。
And maybe you are better than the rest of people, and then you live in luxury.
那么圣经在这里有告诉我们，这个财主实际上他还有五个兄弟。
And the Bible tells us this rich man he had other five brothers.
我们知道，按他们的习惯，他们在吃饭的时候，特别是他在请客吃饭的时候。他的兄弟他的家人是肯定少不了的。
So we can imagine when he invites guests for his feast, his brother will be included in the guest list.
那么如果你在运气好的人呢，你可以成为这个首富的朋友。
So if people are lucky enough, you will become friends of this rich man.
像他们这样这么慷慨的人，他会请你去吃饭。
He is very generous.Man, and he will invite you to his feast.
我想你不会认为一个首富请你吃饭，你会说他是一个坏人。
And people won't say that rich man invite you to his feast would be his bad, very bad character.
然后他就这样一直过着他舒适、快乐，然后。人生充满得意的日子，一直到他死的那一天。
So he lived such a very comfortable, easy life until the day of his death.
然后圣经在这里说，这个财主后来他死了，并且埋葬。
And the Bible keeps telling us one day he died and was buried.
这也就是说，其实我们很多人不管你之前是干什么的，在我们没有相信耶稣之前。
So before we became a Christian, whether you live.
其实这就是我们世人所要追求的一个生活目标。
This looks like everyone's goal in the world.
世人活着的时候想要一个有钱、幸福，还有朋友众多，可以吃、可以喝、可以快乐，然后死的时候能够平平安安的被埋葬。
So everyone actually is pursuing a life that you can have a lot of money, live, eat well,Live happily, and you have a lot of friends to enjoy your life with you, and then you will die in peace.
那么另外一个人呢？
There is another person.
这里说，这个人是个讨饭的，名叫拉撒路。
And this man is named Lazarus. He's beggar.
他浑身生疮，被人放在财主的门口。
This beggar he.We cover with soul, and he's begging before the rich man's door.
也就是说，他的处境其实比一般人更加的不好。
That we say his condition is even more miserable than most of the people.
你可以说他浑身都是病，而且他还不能自由的行动。
He is covered with soul. He cannot move freely.
他是被别人放在财主家的门口。
He was placed at the door of the rich man.
事实上他就是一个一无所有的人，他没有亲人照顾他，他没有饭吃，也没有房子住。
This is a man, he has no home, has no friend, no family member to look after him.
那么你可以想象还有哪一个普通人比他有更加糟糕的环境吗？
Can you imagine even worse scenario like this?
这里说到后来那讨饭的死了。
And the Bible said, and this beggar died.
也就是说不管你在世间呢，你是享乐或者你是受苦。
So in another word, whether in this world you live very luxury life or you live very poor life,
最后的结局都是死了。
The final end of everyone is we have to face death.
那圣经告诉我们呢，死是众人的结局，就是活人也必思念这事。
And Bible tells us death is the final end or common end of everyone living in this world.
我想就算是不认识耶稣的人，谁都知道人肯定是会死的。
And everyone knows that everyone will die once.
也许你在快乐的时候，你没有空去思想你死后的事情。
In your happy time, you may never think of the death.
但是其实就拿我自己来说，我曾经在生病，在住在医院的时候。
And our brother said when once he was sick in the hospital.
当你躺在那个白色的病床上面，只有你一个人的时候。
When he lie in the white bed in the hospital by himself.
其实你会不自觉的去想这个事。
So you cannot help but thinking about death.
就是你在面对死亡的时候， when, 你只能自己一个人来面对。
We each of us have to face by ourselves.
你没有家人，你的好朋友，甚至你的父母可以陪你，可以帮助你。
Not your friend, your family, or your parents can accompany you to face these issues.
我们有一句老话说，就算是所有的世人在世界上所追求的不过是名和利这两个字。
There's an old saying that everyone in this world pursuing is.The fame and the status.
那么这个财主呢，在这里，事实上来说，他有了名，因为他是一个尊贵的人，他有了利，因为他有很多的钱，他甚至说， 我可以天天的设法宴乐，其实他不需要亲自去做工。
And this here, there is a rich. This is rich man. He has things because he has great wealth. He doesn't have to work to earn his living. He can live very luxury life.
那么另外一个人拉撒路呢？他是一无所有。
And another man here, beggar Lazarus, he had nothing.
但是你发现了，人死了以后。它有很大的不同。
But we can discover after death there is huge difference between two of them.
这个财主死了。
The rich man died.
他生前拥有一切的东西。
All the wealth he possessed before his death.
但是他只缺少了一样。
He had everything, but he lacked only one thing.
他的生命中没有神。
There is no God in his life.
这里说呢，财主死了并且埋葬了，然后直接就跳到哪里？直接就跳到说他在阴间受痛苦。
And we can see this rich man died and was buried, and he was torment, he was in torment in the Hades.
这里说到一个很严肃的事实，就是说我们死了以后在中间没有一个过渡期，你直接你不没有神的人，你直接到了阴间受了痛苦。
And here tell us a truth, that is, there's no time gap. People not knowing God will go into the Hades in torments straight away.
我没有信主以前，我曾经去过一个墓地。
Before, our brother became a Christian, he went to the graveyard.
在那里呢，我偶然看见了一个名字。
And by chance, by accident, he saw one's name there.
我很熟悉的一个名字，为什么呢？因为他是我们那个城市的市长的名字。
And this is the major of his city. This name is so familiar to our brother.
他做市长大概还没有几年的时间，我就没有看到他的消息了。
After he became the major, not very long, he was in the his office not very long, and then our brother didn't see his name anymore.
后来我就偶然在那个墓地，我就看见了他的名字。
And once it happened, he see this major's name in the graveyard.
其实他并不算老的，他大概也就是在50岁左右的年纪。
He wasn't really old. He's about in his 50s.
所以，其实一个人他是得到了名。
He gained his fame.
但是他没有得到神。
But he didn't have God.
有一次呢，我在这里的家里面，我在后院里面在除一些杂草的时候。
When once our brother will get rid of the weed in his garden home yard here in Sydney.
我看到一个四脚蛇，不大的。
And he saw a snake, small snake with four legs, yeah. Lizard. He saw a lizard.
那么我们家的四脚蛇平时看见我们都是赶快就跑掉的。
Generally, the lizard will run away when he sees people like that.
那么那天我在除那些杂草的时候，这个四脚蛇突然间从附近跑过来，就到了我面前，然后眼睛瞪着我看。
And that day is very strange. That lizard just crawling in front of brother and look at our brother.
我觉得很奇怪，我们就大眼瞪小眼，我看不出来。
And they looking each other is very unusual.
但是突然间他的头动了一下。
All suddenly he moved his head.
那么那个短短的时间我看清楚了。
At that very short time, our brother see very clearly.
他吞掉了一只蜘蛛，是那种怀孕带有那种 怀孕包的那种蜘蛛。
And this lizard swallow up a pregnant spider with a lot of egg in his body.
其实那个蜘蛛在院子里面，它就是很正常的生活，它自己生小蜘蛛，它找吃的。
The spider is living his normal life. He's yielding, producing the young spider, and then catch the egg, the insect. Yeah.
但是他没有想到的是，那个四脚蛇远远就看见他了，早就在那里准备好，在他要经过的地方等着他。
But the spider did not expect the lizard is watching and waiting his path.And waiting to eat, to just catch it as his prey.
圣经告诉我们说
And Bible tells us,
魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子
devil,
遍地游行寻找可吞吃的人
A devil prowls all the world to seek anyone just to devour people.
所以我们不要以为有一些事情是偶然会发生的
So when things happen, please do not think it's just by accident.
但是我们一定要知道，这个世界还有一个叫做魔鬼，或者你叫他做撒旦的。
Please be aware there is Satan, there is demon in this world.
那么这个撒旦有多大的权势呢
？How much power demon has?
我们来看这个财主。
Let's look at this rich man.
他是不是生活得很舒服 他死得也很平安。
Did he live very easy life? And also he died in peace.
那我们知道还有一个故事。
And we know another story.
他叫做温水煮青蛙。
And lukewater cooked the frog.
那故事其实大家都知道，我就不仔细的说。
This is very familiar story to most of us.
但是我要告诉大家的是什么呢
？But one thing I would like to tell everyone.
温水煮青蛙这个故事，它不是告诉青蛙的。
Warm water cook the frog is not meant to for the frog.
它是告诉世人。
It's tell to people in this world.
我们不是煮青蛙的那一个人。
We are not the person who cooked the frog.
我们是被煮的那个青蛙。
We are like the frog being cooked in the warm water.
那个世界和那个世界的诱惑就是那个水。
The world and this temptation from the world is like the warm water.
我们在这个世界，这个世界上所有丰富的物质里面，我们很舒服。
We live in this world with a great wealth. We feel so comfortable.
我们很快乐。
We very happy. We are very happy.
煮青蛙的那个是撒旦。
The one who cooked the frog is Satan.
我们如果没有神，我们就舒舒服服的被煮死了。
Without God, we will be cooked in the warm water and die easily.
那么圣经也是在路加福音里面有提到说，撒旦自己说的话，他说什么呢
？And also in this passage of Bible, it tells us another message.
他在诱惑主耶稣的时候，撒旦曾经这么说。
When he tempted our Lord Jesus, what did he say?
这世界一切的权柄、荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的。
In Luke chapter 4 and verse 6, And Satan said to the Lord, I will give you all their authority and spoil he has given to me, and I can give to it to anyone I want to.
我愿意给谁我就给谁。
Whoever he is willing to give, he will give.
你若在我面前下拜这都要归你。
But only he asks to bow down to the Satan, worship him.
其实撒旦是在告诉我们。
Actually, the Satan is telling us,
只要你不要神，你要什么我都可以给你。
He will give you anything if you just simply choose not to have God in your life.
这就是财主在这个世界上所遭遇的。
This is the life the rich man lives.
但是这个财主他没有听过神吗？
Did he never hear about Lord Jesus?
他听过的。
He heard about this.
而且他对这些事也非常清楚。
And he know very clearly about.
我们后面再说。
Yes, we will share a bit later.
那么我们回到这个拉撒路的身上。
Let's come back to Lazarus in chapter 16.
这里二十二节说，后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
In verse 22, it talk about this Lazarus died. The time came when the beggar died, and the angel carried him to the Abraham's side.
也就是说，如果我们没有相信耶稣
，It tells if we did not believe in Jesus，
我们本来的份就是地狱的火湖。
Our aim will be in the lake of fire in Hades.
但是我们很稀奇，就是这个拉撒路。
But it surprised us, this Lazarus.
他死了以后，这里甚至没有说他被埋葬。
He died, but it didn't mention he was buried.
但是他有更好的结局。
But he has a better end.
天使直接把他取去了，放在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
The angels carried him to Abraham's side.
那么当后来财主去到了阴间之后，
When the rich man was in the Hades,
他远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他的怀里。
He looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side.
我们很稀奇另外一件事情。
So we are amazed, this is really amazed to see another things.
我想在那里有这么多相信主的人。
There are so many people believe in the Lord.
包括大卫王。
Including King David,
以撒、雅各、
Isaac, Jacob,
这么多有名的信主的人。
So many the prophets and so many heroes.
他为什么单单只看见了拉撒路
？Why did he only see Lazarus？
你想想这个财主他心里面是什么样的那个心里面有很大很大的不平，为什么
？Can you imagine his feeling when he saw Lazarus in Abraham's side？
他看见大卫、以撒、雅各这些，他可能都不会说。他有什么不公平的
？He won't feel unfair if see David, if David, Isaac or Jacob.
那这个拉撒路，他活的时候，他比我差这么远，他怎么他也在亚伯拉罕那里
？He might think, how can Lazarus, who such a wretched man, can be at Abraham's side?
那么这里说，财主喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我，打发拉撒路来，用指头蘸点水，凉凉我的舌头。”
So this rich man called to Abraham, said, "Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue."
那么其实他们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Was he the son of Abraham?
那么其实这个财主其实他最不服气的，他倒不是别人，他就是不服这个拉撒路。
He just cannot take it thinking about the outcome of Lazarus.
他活着的时候不要说水，他想吃什么就有什么，他想喝什么就有什么。
This rich man, he had everything he wanted when he was in this world.
而拉萨路活着的时候他什么都没有，他就是要想吃点东西，也要等财主能够掉下来，也就是说财主可能偶尔掉了点东西他才有得吃的。
But this Lazarus, he had nothing in this world. If he wanted to have some food, he had to wait until something falling from the rich man's table.
而且这里说到财主在这火焰里极其的痛苦。
And here mentioned he was in torment in the fire.
那么你其实我想很多人都没有在火焰里面的经历。
I don't think we have the experience in fire.
我曾经记得一张很清楚的照片。
Our brother remembered very clearly about a picture, a photo.
就是在美国双子塔被毁掉的那一天。
We know that on the September 11, the Twin Tower in America was attacked.
那么
were attacked.
有人拍到了一张照片。
Someone took a photo of those two twin towers.
就是一个很强壮的人从楼上掉下来，坐在地上死了。
A very strong man falling from the two towers and sitting on the floor dead.
那么这个人是跳下来的，他自己跳下来的。
This man, he was jumped from the tower. Actually, the incident happened.
那么难道人不知道从这么高的楼上跳下来会死吗？
Didn't he know that if he jumped from the tower, it would be really dead?
每个人都知道的。
I think everyone know about it.
但是因为当时那个火烧起来了。
But because the tower was caught in fire.
有些人他宁可摔死，他也不愿意在火焰里面多待一分钟。
Those people, he's rather to jump from the tower and falling dead in the floor and not choose to be tormented in the fire.
那么这里这个财主他一直在求亚伯拉罕做一些事情。
So this rich man begging Abraham to do one thing for him.
他一直跟亚伯拉罕说，我主啊，我主啊。
He said, my father Abraham.
那么其实他的祖先有很多人，甚至比亚伯拉罕还要早，还要出名的人。
Obviously, he had so many father, like ancestors apart from Abraham.
比如说亚当、挪亚。
For example, Adam and Noah.
那为什么这个财主不去求亚当，也不去求挪亚，他要求亚伯拉罕？
Why didn't he ask, like for example, Adam or Noah? Instead, he asked Abraham to help him.
因为他其实是知道有神的。
Because basically, he knew there is God.
而且他非常清楚。
And he clearly he knew.
亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父。
Abraham is the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕也被称为神的朋友。
Abraham was called friend, God's friend.
亚伯拉罕曾经为他的侄儿罗德代求。
Abraham once pleading for his nephew Lot.
那么神在差遣天使毁灭索多玛和罗摩拉的时候。
Before God sent His angel to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah,
就因着顾念亚伯拉罕救了他侄儿罗德。
God considered Abraham's plea and He saved Lot out of the destruction.
所以财主其实非常清楚。
So this rich man he is quite clear.
他求亚伯拉罕就因为亚伯拉罕是个义人，而且他还是神的朋友。
Because Abraham he is a righteous man and he is friend of God.
那么他如果求亚伯拉罕，也许他可以缓解他的痛苦。
So he thought if we ask Abraham, maybe Abraham will alleviate his torment.
那么亚伯拉罕清楚地告诉他不可以。
But Abraham tell him clearly, it's impossible.
即使他是神的朋友，他也没办法做到。
Even though Abraham is God's friend, but he can't do it for that rich man.
你要免除你自己的痛苦，只有在你活着的时候，你自己来到神的面前。
The only way that we can free from this future torment is when we are still live in this life, we have to come before God.
那么二十七节，财主说：“我主啊，即使这样，求你打发拉撒路到我家去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证。”
And this rich man in verse 27, he answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family,
免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。
For I have five brothers, let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment." So he asked Abraham to send someone to tell his brother.
其实这里说明了这个财主对他的家人还是挺好的。
So it can tell us this rich man, he loves his family.
他痛苦的时候，他首先想到他的家人不可以再像他这样。
When he was in agony,He think of his brother. He did not want his family come to this Hades and in agony.
那么作为他的家人，我想你如果作为他的家人，你也认为他不是很坏的。
So from as his family member will think he is really not a bad person because he loves his family.
那么到这里的话
，So we can see here。
其实我们有一个问题
，So
here, 要提出来。
So here we have a question to ask。
就是这件事情到了这里，这里面的这三个人，不管是财主也好，拉撒路也好，和亚伯拉罕也好。
Here we can see three persons, whether it's this rich man, or Abraham, or Lazarus.
这三个人都不能把这个故事告诉我们。
These three persons, they cannot tell us the story.
因为他们不可能再回到我们这里来。
Because they cannot return to this world.
那么告诉我们这件事的人是谁呢？
But who is telling us this story?
他就是我们的主耶稣。
He is our Lord Jesus.
只有他能告诉我们这件事。
Only he can tell us this story.
为什么呢？
Why?
他是神的独生爱子。
Because he is the only son of God.God's only
son. 只有他能清楚这一切所发生的事。
Because only he knows everything happened in this world and after death.
到了第二十九节，亚伯拉罕说。
Here in verse 29, Abraham replied.
他们有摩西尔先知的话可以听从。
They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
如果你读过圣经，你就知道。
When you read the Bible, you will know.
摩西代表神的律法。
Moses, he represents the law of our Lord.
神赐给我们律法。
God gives us law.
是为了什么目的呢？
Why he gives us law?
其实神赐给我们律法。
He gives us law.
为的是让我们知罪。
That we will know sin.
圣经上说律法是外加的。
The Bible tells us the law was added.
是为了让人知道自己是有罪的。
So that we will know we are all sinners.
他最终的目的就是要把我们引到他的独生儿子耶稣基督那里。
The law was given that was in order to guide us to our Lord Jesus, His only Son.
那么先知又说了什么话呢？
And what did those prophets say?
所有的先知
All the prophets,
他们的话最主要的目的就是
the purpose of their prophecy,
我们要悔改归向神
that is to repent and return to God.
圣经上告诉我们
Bible tell us
除了耶稣以外别无拯救
Apart from Jesus there is no salvation
有没有在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救
There's no other name in the heaven and on earth by which we can be saved
但是财主怎么说
But what did the rich man say?
他说我主亚伯拉罕啊。
He said, no, Father Abraham.
不是的若有一个人从死里复活到他们那里去他们必要悔改。
But if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.
亚伯拉罕说
Abraham said,
若不听从摩西和先知的话就是有一个从死里复活的他们也是不听劝。
If they do not listen to Moses,And the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone raised from the dead.
就是说，其实财主他知道一切有关神的律法和先知的话。
So actually, this rich man, he knew all about the law and the word of the prophets.
那么亚伯拉罕告诉他。
So Abraham told him.
神自己说的话，你都没有听从。
You yourself did not listen to the word of God.
那么你会听从拉撒路的话吗？
So, will you listen to the word of Lazarus?
这里还告诉我们一个事实。
It tells us another fact.
你有没有发现？
Did you?
这件事从头到尾。
This story from the beginning to the end.
我们知道有亚伯拉罕。
We know Abraham.
我们也知道那个讨饭的叫拉撒路。
We know the beggar Lazarus.
但是那个财主叫什么？
And what this rich man? What is his name?
他有身份，有地位，他很富有。
He had fame, he had social status, he has wealth.
我想朋友们
I think, dear friends,
你不会不知道你们城市谁是最有权势，谁是最富有的人。
I don't think you don't know that who is the rich man in your city. Everyone know who is the rich man in the city.
世人也不会不知道他们的首富是谁。
So everyone will know the first millionaire rich man in their own area.
但是我们不知道这个财主叫什么。
But here we do not know what is this rich man's name.
甚至耶稣也没有提他的名字。
Even Jesus did not mention his name here.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为在神的生命册上他没有他的名字。
Because his name is not found in the book of life of our Lord Jesus.
他是在火炉里的材料。
He was one person in the fire of lake in the Hades.
他叫什么名字已经不重要了。
What his name is not really important.
他以前的地位，他以前的富有也不重要了。
His wealth, his fame is not wasn't important either.
但是拉撒路他不一样。
But Lazarus was quite different.
我想我们很多人不会知道，就算是在我们附近有一个乞丐，你知道他叫什么名字
？We won't know the beggar on our street. His name, we won't know his name.
但是耶稣他知道。
But Lord Jesus, He knows the beggar's name.
因为在神的生命册上有他的名字。
Because His name is in the book of life of our Lord.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends.
我没有信主以前，我也想。或者说我事实上也在朝着财主的目标去努力过。
Before our brother became a Christian, actually he also after the path of this rich man.
但是感谢神。
But thanks to God.
他没有让我变成一个财主。
Our Lord does not let our brother keep walking that way.
他让我做一个普通的拉撒路。
He made our brother become like people like Lazarus.
其实耶稣基督因着他的怜悯。
Because of our Lord's mercy.
这个财主他要求拉撒路复活。
This rich man asked this Lazarus rise from the dead.
耶稣也曾经复活过一个叫拉撒路的人。
Our Lord Jesus once made one man also named Lazarus rise from the dead.
那个拉撒路是马大跟玛利亚的兄弟。
That Lazarus was the brother of Mary and Martha.
他那一次是他的肉体上的复活。
That resurrection was his physical body's resurrection.
但神应许我们。
But God promised us.
到末后的日子，我们所有的人都要复活。
At the end of the time, everyone will rise from the dead.
信他的人，他要给他们一个新的身体。
Whoever believes in Him, He will give them a new body.
我亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends.
你听见神的话，它不是偶然的。
It's not by chance you today here you listen to God's word.
就像这个财主一样。
Like this rich man.
其实神给了他很大的恩典。
Actually, God had given him a very grace.
拉撒路也有很大的恩典。
God gave Lazarus and this rich man all give them grace.
怎么说呢？
What?
拉撒路是受痛苦。
Lazarus was in torment.
但是他在财主之前他就走了。
So he actually depart from this world before this rich man.
如果从世人来看，
from the point of view of this world,
你会认为他的生命又短暂，又受痛苦。
You can see Lazarus' life. His life was short and miserable.
其实神有他的美意。
But God has good purpose, will for him.
拉撒路受痛苦，但是神不需要他受这么长的时间。
So our Lord did not let Lazarus live in this world of miserable too long.
因为他的功用就是神要把他摆在财主家的门口。
God placed him at the door of this rich man.
给财主的恩典就是。
The grace he gave to this rich man.
神把拉撒路摆在他的门口。
God placed Lazarus at his door.
给了他许多的机会来悔改。
And actually, God gave this rich man a lot of opportunity to repent.
他如果真的认识神，
if he truly knew God,
他能听从神的话，
he knew God's word.
他能稍微施点怜悯给拉撒路。
If he has some of he showed Lazarus some generosity or mercy,
或者他能从拉撒路的身上看到神。
Maybe he will know God from Lazarus.
他还是有希望的。
There is still hope for him for this rich man.
但是这个财主直到拉撒路走的时候，他还是没有认识神。
But this rich man, he cannot learn from the Lazarus about things of God.
所以，亲爱的朋友们，
So dear friends,
神把你放在这个地方也不是偶然的。
God today lead you here in this hole is not by chance.
那么你的旁边呢，也有很多的拉撒路。
And there are so many Lazarus around us.
他或者是你自己的家人，是你的弟兄。
Whether he is your own brothers or your family members,
或者是你的父母。
Whether they are your parents, they are your friends,
或者你甚至根本叫不出他们的名字。
Or even you cannot mention their names.
但是神把拉撒路摆在你的旁边，不是偶然的。
But God placed this Lazarus around us is not by chance.
如果你能借着他们的劝勉，
If you listen to their advice or their message,
来到耶稣的面前，
and come before Jesus,
接受他，
receive him,
你就可以免除这个地狱和阴间的痛苦。
You will be free and escape the torment or agony in Hades.
你就可以成为神的儿女。
You will become the same children of God.
我们就停到这里。
We just stop here.
我们向神有些祷告。
Let's pray before God.
主，我们实在要是感谢你的救恩。
Dear Lord, we really truly thank you for your salvation.
感谢你为了我们这些罪人，把你自己的独生儿子赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son.
你的救恩从前到现在到永远都不改变。
Your salvation is today, yesterday, and tomorrow will be the same yesterday, yesterday, and tomorrow.
你以永远的爱爱了我们。
You love us.With everlasting life, love.
我们能够成为你名下的儿女，都是因着你的恩典。
We can become children of God. It's all by your grace.
我们愿意来到你面前的每一个人。
Everyone come before you.
还有所有的福音朋友们。
And all the gospel friends here today.
都能得到你自己的救恩。
We all can receive your salvation.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
May we will give you all glories.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
In our Lord Jesus Christ's precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.